Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to That's Relatable, episode freaking one. Here we go. I gotta be honest with you, I have started and stopped this recording like four or five times at this point. And I'm going for it. I'm just going for it. I'm so done trying to make this squeaky clean and perfect. We're really just going to embrace the name of of That's Relatable. Episode one, it's kind of like a little pinch me moment. This is my little project coming to life. And I'm so freaking excited about it, you guys. I feel like someone just handed me like the aux cord in a car or something. You know, like I have so much control. Which really is, maybe scary. It's a good thing. It's good. Today, I wanted to start out with a little bit of a topic or a concept that, to be quite honest, was just placed on my heart, I feel like, within the day. Like, I have several episodes recorded and different topics are ready to go. And for whatever reason, this is just the topic that really is setting on my heart right now. And so I'm hoping that that just means someone needs to hear it. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe that's true. But what I really want to talk about today is this, in my opinion, idea that today as a society, we are really good about getting our feelings hurt really easily. And that in its own has a huge, it is a huge topic. It's a huge thing that I feel like could go in so many directions. I want to talk specifically in regards to words. The words we hear other people say. For those of you who don't know, I'm also a high school teacher. And so I see this so much with my students, but not just with my students, honestly. I see it in just the mannerisms of young adults in general, peers of mine who, I can't believe I turned 29. Oh my gosh, I turned 29 like a day ago. And my peers who are pushing 30, maybe in your 30s, I see it within our generation as well, where we are just really easily offended and upset by words that people say about us. And like I said, I see this obviously in high school left and right. I mean, it's all over the place. So I want to touch on that a little bit because I think it's appropriate that we start thinking about how to get grit incorporated back into our lives, back into the lives of us as adults, as parents, if you are able to relate to that anyways. I'm a parent of two kids. They're still little and they still are sweet and they're not like the teenage students that I have who want to be feisty with me. but a parent nonetheless, even if you're not a parent, you know, I think we need to just instill that into us as adults, just being able to have some grit. And then of course in our kids, I'm going to reference that probably often in this podcast, just because so many of the topics that I think are so important to discuss, I can see just starting so early on in the students that I work with every day. So anyways, it's something I wanted to sit here and discuss with you guys, a way that we can maybe not get so butthurt about words, if I'm just going to come out and say it. Now, the first thing I do want to say in regards to this whole topic is words hurt, okay? I'm not saying that words are not mean. They can be incredibly mean. Kids are ruthless. Adults are ruthless. It's something that you should feel valid in as far as getting your feelings hurt sometimes. And I know, personally speaking, my gosh, my sisters would freaking attest for this without a doubt. I, especially as a kid, I felt like always got my feelings hurt and it would always just be like, oh my gosh, someone is talking bad about me, and just like let it just like destroy me. And as I've grown, that has become less of an issue. But there was a lot of minutes, if I'm being honest, where I was very, very much so one of those people who was like, oh, so-and-so said something bad about me, and I would just like be a mess about it. But that being said, I do want to validate those of you who are like, oh yeah, but words, they hurt. Yeah, absolutely they can hurt. That's why this is such a big issue, right? And so I don't want to take that away and say, oh no, suck it up. Who cares? You're fine, blah, blah, blah. Even though in a loving way, that might be the end goal, is to not let it affect us so much. But I think you're totally valid if you are easily hurt by other people's words. Man, I can think of in particular, man, there's a couple cases in high school as a high school student where people may have not said the nicest things about me. Now, I would be interested, truly, if you were someone that I went to high school with, I would be interested just to hear feedback on how did you perceive me? Because maybe my perception of myself was completely different than what other people thought, but I think maybe people thought, I don't know, like I was good at school. I was decent at sports. I had a lot of friends. On the outside, it seemed like probably like I was like happy-go-lucky, like high school is my thing. And don't get me wrong, I did. I liked high school. But still, that did not make me immune to the gossip and the tough stuff that comes along with that. The things that I see with my students every single day. And there were several occasions where I found out someone was talking bad or, you know, but this is like high school stuff. Like I would assume this is probably normal. I would assume that this concept is pretty relatable to a lot of us that, oh, someone said something mean about us in high school. And yeah, there's a few cases where I'm like, ooh, that hurt. That I remember those feelings of being heartbroken and going home and like crying to my sisters and my mom and my dad. And he would always, of course, being like a big macho dad, always like, oh, you're fine, tell him to leave you alone, blah, blah, blah. So really, my sisters and my mom heard the most of it. But there's one example in particular where I was actually, it wasn't even high school. I was, let's say, I almost want to say like fourth grade maybe. And you know how in fourth grade or elementary school in general, they do those little like class awards kind of throughout the year. I remember, man, was it like a parent teacher day of some sort where I know my parents were there and they handed out little awards of like, oh, most improved or academic this or the math award or whatever, just the little paper certificates that they would hand out. And I remember I got an award, and even if I go look at that picture today, you can see it on my face, but I was handed the award, and of course, like a little fourth grader, I'm pumped. Like, heck yeah, dude, I'm freaking baller. Hello, like, look at me go. And I remember a girl in my class, and I'm not going to say her name because that's not very nice, and I'm not going to do that, but she's like, you're not even smart. You shouldn't even be smiling about that. And she was just like, why did you get that? And now as an adult, I'd turn around and kick her in the forehead. No, I'm kidding. That's rude. That's part of this that I should probably edit out. Obviously don't do that. But as a little kid, I was just like heartbroken. Like I was devastated, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm apparently not even smart. Like maybe this is just a pity award. And you can see in that picture, because like I said, my parents were there for that day, and you can see in that picture, at the end of the awards, everybody who got one stood up and they did a whole picture of the class and holding up our little certificates. And you can see in my face, like I didn't smile at all. I looked like I was about to bawl. You could see it all over. I should see if I can find it just for the sake of the receipts, showing the receipts. Man, even back then, you know, I think of how hurtful that was and how those words really tore me down within a matter of seconds. I went from being on such a high to being like, wow, like I'm so proud of myself, to just like obliterated, just feelings hurt and feeling so low in my confidence and my self-esteem was just like totally put out. Man, that thought alone, as a little side note, is what fuels me on this podcast, because something about coming back to those feelings and remembering those as a kid and even in high school and whatever's to come, like, it sucks that I felt those feelings, but I come into this podcast now like in a mama bear mode, like imagining that that was my kid, that that's my daughter or son feeling those emotions, and just holy smokes, it lights me up a little bit. So anyways, that's a little side note. That's where my feistiness is coming from in this whole show. But no, I'm rambling. What I wanted to validate there is the fact that, yeah, words hurt. And I'm not trying to say that they shouldn't, or that you shouldn't let them affect you, because I think it's natural and I think it's normal that we can get down in the dumps by what other people say sometimes. But I want to really zero in on what I believe actually happens in your mind when you let those words truly affect you as a person, right? So I had to write down a few questions of my own on my little notebook as I'm doing this. So bear with me here. So I wrote down as one question, what happens when you believe those words? Well, think about that. If you internalize that, automatically your confidence takes a hit, right? And just in that example that I was talking about, this girl said, oh, you're not even smart. Boom. I didn't even second guess it. I didn't question her opinion. I automatically took that in. It was like, oh, wow, I'm dumb. She's right. I'm dumb. Like, how? I want us to be so careful. I want you to think about that specifically right now in your own head. Think of a time when someone was talking mean about you, maybe in high school, maybe as a kid like that. And you found out that they said something rude about you, mean, malicious, whatever. And instantly, how did you react? Did you internalize that and say, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, this is so embarrassing. Or did you have that other switch, which I'm trying to turn on now, that says, what the, screw that, right? That's what we're aiming for now. Because like I said, as soon as you hear those words, are you going to believe it? That's what I did. I mean, that's what I think a lot of us tend to do, is we automatically assume that whoever's talking badly about us is in the right. Oh my gosh, they're so right. And I'm, oh my gosh, I look stupid, blah, 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 blah. Our insecurities just whew, through the sky, through the roof. I mean, they totally go up, and our confidence does the exact opposite, just dives, straight nose dives. Okay. So what I really want to work on or talk about is, how can you turn that switch off? How can you make it become something where you can easily shrug it off and not let it ruin your day? And I think that's really important to talk about this little cheesy phrase, which is so stinking true if you think about it. And it says something along the lines, what is it? It just says what? Hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. That right there is a huge light switch to me. Because when you are being talked about in a bad way, or if someone disagrees with you, not even disagrees, who cares? We're allowed to disagree with people and like still like them, by the way. That's a totally different episode that's to come. But when people are talking maliciously and with the intent of hurting your feelings, realize that that is not a you problem. Okay. That is solely on them being a big old D-bag and having issues that they need to work through. That also is something I should cut out. I probably won't. That's not what I meant to say. But my point is, they are being mean to you, malicious to you, angry towards you, because they lack something that you have, or maybe they are jealous of something that you have. And maybe that's the exact reason why they are lashing out in that way. So I think of that specific example, this girl saying, oh, you're not even smart. Why did you get that? Do you really think it could have meant, oh, I'm not smart. Why is she getting that? And I'm not. You see, I feel like this is just something I personally think, and maybe I'm totally wrong, and you guys can leave me comments and whatever and let me know your thoughts on it. But I truly think that whatever sort of reaction or bad talk is put on you that they say about you is a reflection of how they feel about themselves. Ooh, see what I did there? But truly, think about that for a second. Okay, use that example again if you want, where I just get this reward and she tells me, oh, why do you get that? You're not even smart. And this is, again, such a petty little example, but an example nonetheless. I'm a fourth grader. Yeah, that freaking sucked. I didn't like hearing that.
But now as an adult, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this poor girl was so hurt that she was not getting an award. She was upset that she didn't feel maybe qualified or up to par to get a reward. Now, I want to be very careful with how I talk about this, because no, I'm not saying that every time someone talks badly about me or you or whatever, that that means they're jealous. Okay, because I think that's how it's coming off. And I think a lot of the times it can be like that. But I don't think that's always the case, right? That's the story that I personally almost just have to kind of tell myself. Not, again, not necessarily that they're jealous, but that they are hurt. Okay, I have to tell myself that story a lot of times, truly, a majority of the time, I would say that's the truth. I truly think that. When they're talking badly, or when someone is being mean towards you or talking crap about you and wants to gossip about you, it's because internally they have something that they are annoyed with in themselves. Okay, so I truly, truly believe that. Sometimes that's not the case. Maybe sometimes you are just genuinely annoying to a person. Woohoo. Who freaking cares? Let them be annoyed by you. Okay, that's fine. But if it helps you, it maybe is not a bad idea to look at that situation or look at that person and say, man, they're hurt here. Somewhere in their lives, they are hurting in this area and they are taking it out on me. And chances are, you guys, if they're talking bad about you or being rude to you, they're probably doing it to other people too. So that's the other thing that I really would encourage, is that you guys don't internalize that and really take that out as, oh, this is a me problem. It's something about me. They don't like me. No, they probably just don't totally love themselves. Okay, I think that's super important. And it's really a wake up call to, well, me and others. If you are someone who tends to fall on that, where you're like, oh, this person annoys me, oh, yeah, you want to talk badly, maybe you need to take a look at yourself. Okay, maybe that's something you need to figure out as well. Because something tells me maybe you're not totally happy with the way things are going for you as well. So that's where I'm at right now. I got to look at my notes again. Oh, here's what I kind of like to do. Okay, this is going to be my new thing. This is kind of where I'm headed with this. I feel like with each of these little discussions, I kind of want to give you guys a challenge. Something to embrace and maybe think about as you go throughout your day. And if you think about different situations, if this resonates with you. The big challenge that I kind of want to encourage is that, well, the end goal is for you to be able to hear people talk crap and not bat an eye at them. Wow, isn't that neat? For some of you, it's going to be like, okay, cool, been doing that, whatever. If you're like me and you've already kind of gone through it and you're like, oh, yeah, good for you, you don't like me, okay, carry on, then this is not going to apply to you very much. For those of you, excuse me, who are more timid, who are more easily, what's the word I want to say? I don't want to say influence, more easily hurt, maybe more emotional. Are those the words? Hopefully you're picking up what I'm laying down. But if that's you, you need to, let's get that out of here. Okay, it's time to embrace this attitude that we don't care. We do not care when people are talking bad about us, because that is not an us issue. That is not us being bad at something or doing something wrong. Unless you are genuinely going out of your way and you're being a brat to someone and you are purposely just trying to take them off and whatever. Unless you can look at yourself in the mirror and know that you are genuinely not doing anything malicious or rude to be receiving that backlash, then we don't care. Wow, isn't that a new concept? Isn't that so fun to think about? I know it's probably so not easy. It's easier said than done for sure. But at what point are you going to stop giving people that power over you? That's what it all boils down to. At what point are you going to decide that, oh my gosh, so-and-so does not have the power to make me feel so little anymore? Once you can get over that, you're going to freaking unlock a whole slew of things. But first of all, you need to be able to recognize that, oh, why am I feeling so insecure? Why do I care so much about what so-and-so is saying to me? Is it because you're buying into it? Don't buy into that. Look yourself in the mirror and freaking pep yourself up a little bit. Give yourself some compliments. That's another thing that we're going to talk about later on in a different episode. Look at yourself in the freaking mirror and tell yourself how cool you are. And I know that sounds cheesy and it sounds like, oh my gosh, what kind of freaking therapy session is this? But it is so true. You have so much worth and you are not here to let someone else belittle you. Absolutely not. I feel like I'm going into mom mode right now. Like I'm talking to my daughter saying, so-and-so is not going to make you feel like crap. Absolutely not, you guys. Do not get people or give people that authority to belittle you. It's not who you're meant to be. If you can get past that and undo that thought process, you are going to excel so much more than what you're doing right now. You can't sit stagnant and be a victim to all of the things that people are going to say, because guess what? Here I am on this freaking podcast thinking, oh, so-and-so is probably going to say I'm a loser for doing this. Guess what? Here I am anyways, because I don't care what so-and-so says. Okay, that's maybe not a realistic example, but that's the whole point. We have to be able to look past what others think and care less about that. Care less about that. And instead of just taking their thoughts and their, I don't know, whatever bad things they want to say about you, instead of taking that backlash and that hate and automatically assuming they're right, why don't you back yourself up first? Ooh, isn't that a concept? Why are you so quick to hear gossip about you from a person you probably don't even like and assume their beliefs about you is true before you believe your own beliefs about you? Does that make sense? Why are you giving the person who you don't even like the authority to tell you how you are as a person? Because regardless of if you think that's right or not, even if you let a little inkling of that into your head and you start to maybe just believe it a little bit, you are subconsciously restricting yourself. You're subconsciously putting yourself in a box. You're subconsciously telling yourself, oh no, I'm not allowed to post a picture. I'm not able to do a selfie and look cute because so-and-so is going to say I look ugly. Oh, okay. We don't care. How about that? I feel like I'm rambling now, and I know I am, but guys, this is a huge thing. We cannot let people have that kind of authority over us anymore. What are they going to do? Who cares? You're going to let them talk about you your whole life? Cool. And how's that going to affect you? Once you get to this mindset where you're like, oh, okay, congrats. Thanks for your 2 seconds of nobody cares. Guess what? Now you're going to be able to start doing things that you've actually wanted to do for a long time. Now you're going to be able to start posting your reels or posting your outfits that you think are cute. Maybe you want to do a boutique. Maybe you want to open all these different stores and pursue these different goals. And in the back of your mind, you're saying, oh, well, I'm just not smart enough to do it. Oh my gosh, I'm just not cool enough. People told me I'm not cool. People told me I was annoying before. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Absolutely freaking not. When you stop believing what all these people who you don't even like have said about you, you're unlocking these restrictions that you've put on yourself. Okay, get those out of here. You have to, and you guys, this is going to take time. Like, you can't just probably wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm free. I don't care what people think anymore. Like, it's something I still struggle with. It depends. Like, it would really probably have to depend on who it is. It has to be like, obviously, my husband or a family member or like a really, really close friend. For me to get all bent out of shape. But as far as I'm concerned, if so-and-so from Texas wants to talk about me and I, or maybe something more relatable, like, someone from high school. Sure. Let's say that. Maybe someone from high school wants to talk bad about me. Oh my gosh. Can you believe Brooke is doing this podcast? Oh, gross. Look at that selfie she posted on social media. Blah, blah. You know what I think about that? Oh, okay. Thanks. On to my next part of my day. You guys have to tap into that. I'm telling you, once you can, it's the most powerful, maybe, response you can have. It's the most, I don't know. It just really does. It empowers you to not restrict yourself. You guys, I was like milliseconds away from falling into that trap with this podcast. Because again, like I've heard people say bad things about me, or maybe not nice things. I keep saying bad things. They're probably not like the worst things of the world. Just I've heard not nice things about me. And I so easily could fall into that trap of, oh my gosh, I can't do this podcast. I'm not capable. I'm not smart enough. People think I'm so ditzy, and they do. And I am. And that's okay. People think I'm so goofy and I stumble over my words. And guess what I do? Some of that's okay, you guys. If it's true, it's okay. Embrace it. But for someone to tell me that, Brooke, you're not smart enough or you're not qualified to do that, I'm going to say, okay, thanks for that, I guess, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyways. It's, in my opinion, a part of maturing, a part of growing into yourself and having your own back before you decide that someone else's opinion about you is more important. I think about myself in college, and I was fresh out of a breakup. So it was like my freshman year of college, right at the beginning of school. And I was fresh out of a breakup. And in that time, I remember thinking I was very, maybe like annoying, very just like kind of, I feel like I was going through like an identity crisis. Like I didn't know, whatever anybody said about me, I was so quick to latch onto. And it kind of set me in a spiral of like, oh my gosh, I don't even know who I am. Like, am I annoying? Am I funny? Am I smart even? Like what? It sounds crazy to even say now. But at that time as an 18-year-old and just fresh out of high school, man, I really struggled with that. And like I said, I know it sounds cheesy, but I am not kidding in one little bit when I say that in my dorm room, it was like more of an apartment on campus. It was a really nice area. And in my room, my whole closet was like a sliding door, and it was a mirror. They were just like mirrors as my doors. And I am not kidding you when I tell you, I would go in front of my mirrors and just like sit against the wall and like look at myself and like point out things about myself that I knew were true. And I would say positive things about myself. And it was weird and it was awkward and sometimes it was really hard. But I made a habit of doing that like every day, really for, I don't know, like months at a time until I finally felt confident in who I was and I finally got myself back. And like I said, you're going to feel like a weirdo doing it at first. And you're going to feel like you're running your own therapy class. There is so much value in you sitting down, looking at yourself and identifying things that you know to be true about you. And I know that I'm a smart person. I know I have my ditzy moments. I know I'm maybe not street smart, but I know I'm smart and I know I'm capable and I know I'm funny. I think I'm funny anyways. I think I'm pretty hilarious. And I would just sit down and I would tell myself these things about who I was as a person so that when I heard backlash and maybe not so nice things, I didn't bat an eye there. I didn't even let myself toy with the idea of it being true because I had rooted those characteristics in myself. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that these things, A, B, C, D, are things that I am as a person. And you cannot touch that by gossiping about me. You cannot touch that by talking badly about me. And I think that's so important for you to just find the quiet time in your house. And I know if you're a parent, especially, that's almost impossible. When do you have quiet time? 11 at night? Yeah, same. But I think really, if this is something you struggle with, find that time to look yourself in the mirror and list out only positive things that you know to be true about yourself. Okay, you are not doing this to pick yourself apart. You're not doing this to say, oh, I'm too shy. Oh, I'm too scared. Oh, I'm too quiet. Oh, I'm too... No, we don't have time for that. You are smart, right? Examples, right? So maybe you say, I'm smart and I'm funny and I'm a hard worker and I'm disciplined. And you go through that list of what you know to be true. And the more you do that and the more you make that a routine, the more you're going to be able to hear things that aren't nice. And you're not going to care. Okay. I know how cheesy that is. I know how much of like a therapy session that seems like. And maybe that's a good thing. I think it's so incredibly important that we do that as adults. I think it's so incredibly important that we teach our kids to do that as well. Especially our teenagers. Man, I have such a heart for those kids in my class. My students going through high school is tough. Regardless of if it was good for you or not, I think everybody could say that somewhere along the line, maybe it was, you went through a rough patch. And if you can, or if we can teach our kids to start with those habits early on, man, I just think that'd help a lot. I think it could make things a lot easier. I think people would be able to get on social media and not get our feelings hurt so easily. And let's face it, like, social media, again, that's going to be a whole different episode at a different time. But what I've come to realize is, as much as it drives me insane and as much as I think it's so toxic, I really think it's here to stay. And if it's going to be here to stay, I think we have to really teach our kids how to use it and use it appropriately. And high schoolers are mean, you guys. Man, are they mean. Man, are they freaking mean sometimes. And I am so, so thankful that social media was not as big as it was when I was in high school. I mean, it was there. It was up and coming. But I think Instagram started when I was a senior in high school. So we didn't have much of it like there is now. And, man, wow. Like, to be a high school student and having to deal with social media, at the same time, and maybe see a classmate write something horrible about you online, it's absolutely heartbreaking, you guys. And I know maybe as adults, we don't have it as, harsh or as severe, or maybe it's not even happening at all. I think as adults, it kind of dwindles down quite a bit. But maybe you're still dealing with things that people have said about you in the past. Maybe it's been years since someone said a rude comment about you and you still can't stop thinking about it. That's where I think these little tips and tricks could come into play. But yeah, the goal is to be able to look at something that's not nice about you, and to say, okay, that's all right. And we're not going to act like words don't hurt. We're not going to say, whatever, doesn't bother me. Because, well, sometimes maybe it really doesn't. That can happen quite a bit, I feel. But maybe sometimes it does hurt a little bit. And in those cases where it stings a little bit, I really, really challenge you to look at the source it's coming from. Look at where it's coming from and look at where that specific person might be hurting. I think that will tell a lot about where those remarks are coming from. But all in all, like, sometimes, if I'm being honest, sometimes it's not that bad, right? If someone says, oh, Brooke is so ditzy, haha, like, that doesn't hurt my feelings. Like, sometimes I will say, like, I feel like now that we've talked about being well-equipped on how to handle the really mean things, I also want to play devil's advocate and say sometimes it's really not that bad. And sometimes we just got to toughen up. Truly. I know that's such an old-fashioned opinion. And some people are going to say, oh, but you're hurting my feelings just by saying that. Well, guess what? I'm going to say it one more time so you hear me loud and clear. You got to toughen up. Sometimes that's just what it boils down to. It depends on the severity of the comments, right? So if someone says, oh, Brooke's a sack of crap and she's so ugly and stupid and I can't believe she's even allowed on social media. Let's say that. Ooh, that one hurts a little bit. Why so feisty? That would be my reaction. And then again, I'd have to go into that thought process of, man, whoever said that must be hurting. I must have bothered them in a good way. I must have truly done something so good that they are upset about it. That's a story I would tell myself anyways, right? Versus a comment that says, oh, Brooke is just so ditzy. Oh, Brooke is just a little dummy. Like, are you going to, am I going to go home and cry about that? Absolutely freaking not. That's where, I mean, we have to, like, be able to determine if it's even a comment worth getting that bent out of shape about. Because the fact of the matter is, sometimes we got to be able to just suck it up and say, oh, whatever, and throw a little little attitude back at him and call it good. Again, I know there's probably going to be backlash for that in itself. And I say tough luck to that, because there has to be some of that grit in us that's able to hear backlash or able to hear maybe comments of that sort and not go totally ballistic and get upset about it. This is such a wide, this has such a wide range of situations and scenarios that just literally keep popping into my head. And so I want to be careful not to just keep rambling. I think you have to be very good at knowing who you are as a person and being mature in yourself as a person, in order for you to handle these types of remarks. And so, again, if this is something that you struggle with, I would really, really encourage you to make a list. Start with five. Can you list five things that you know to be true about yourself? And as you get good at it, you'll keep adding more and more things. And anything that is said about you, that is not on that list, you are then at that point giving yourself permission to write it off as a we don't care. And that's kind of how you guys take control of yourself. I don't know. That's how you take your control back, I guess, is not giving the other people the power to, tell you who you are as a person. And once I think you have those things solidified, it's not going to matter what people say. It's not going to matter if people think you're unqualified or if people think you're too quiet or shy or incapable or whatever, because you're going to know by looking at your list what you are and that you are capable. And I would really encourage every single one of you, if you actually go through and do this, look at yourself, tell yourself or write it down that you are capable. If nothing else, you are capable. Absolutely, you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're at. I don't care how shy you are. If you're loud, if you're quiet, if you're obnoxious, if you're not, what you are is capable. And that should be one thing that you all write down, or think of as you go through this little exercise. Oh, you guys, that stuff just lights me up a little bit. I'm so excited that I get to even sit here and blab with you guys. Thank you so much, if you've made it to this point, for going on this little roller coaster ride of, you know, my two cents. I really, really hope that something in this podcast or in this episode resonated with you. If so, I would love to hear feedback on it. If you disagree, I would love to hear feedback on it. If you have another topic or something you would discuss further, I would love to hear that. So yeah, I think this is where we're going to wrap it up before I keep myself going on this. I love you guys so much. I'm so stinking pumped to be here and talking to you guys. I cannot wait to keep doing this, to keep digging further and to really, really encourage you guys to be the best possible version of yourself and myself as well, right? I'm continuously trying to grow and better myself as well. So that's where we're going to stop. I am so stinking pumped. Thank you guys so much for being here. I love you to pieces. We'll see you next time. See you guys.